It's amazing how someone can just wake up one day and decide that they're never going to talk to you. That they'll never look at you the same way they did just yesterday. And honestly, nothing hurts quite like watching someone detach from you as if you meant nothing. I understand that pain. It fills you with a deep sense of unsettling anxiety because even your best wasn't enough to keep them. Even your best wasn't enough for them, and that misses you in ways that you cannot imagine.
You're listening to the On-Call Empath Show.
Welcome, welcome back, and you're listening to the Top 10 Recovery Podcast on the web. I want to thank each and every one of you for subscribing to this podcast. The link is in the bio if you haven't subscribed. Guys, it really means a lot if you can support me by subscribing. All you got to do is cut and paste the link and just subscribe, and I can bring you brand new episodes every week. This podcast has been going on for quite a while, almost 2.5 years, almost 200 guests, almost 300 episodes I'm shooting for this year. I have a ton more guests coming on that are lined up. So I have a lot of things that I think you guys are going to really want to tune into, and I'm excited for that. This is a very special episode. I'm going to kind of open up and be vulnerable and speak about my own experiences and a lot of things that I learned from people that that I did fall for in the past, and how I got over it and how I broke through many, many nights of just trying to put the pieces together of, you know, how can somebody just forget about you just overnight, like so quickly. Now, after speaking to hundreds of therapists, doctors on this podcast, I learned so much about myself, and I take a lot of notes, and I can only speak for myself. So definitely, if you have a different experience, I would love to hear your experience by, you know, emailing me, writing in. Hell, come on the podcast, share your story. Maybe you were with a narcissist. Maybe you were with somebody who just one day decided just to take off. And I know how painful that is and what it could do to somebody who already has gone through so much trauma in their life. I mean, you're already working on yourself, and you decided to take a leap of faith, open up to the universe, right? As they say, that's what I did. I was very hesitant, and this was about a year ago, around this time. You know, I opened up my heart, and before I did that, I really wanted the relationship to work out. And despite all the red flags, and this person had plenty of them, and not to say that I'm perfect, and this is not going to be a bash session where I'm going to put down this other person, because we all have things to work on, even myself. So we're both at fault. But I went ahead anyways, because I was like, okay, granted, I have some things to work on. I'm going to trust the universe. I'm going to trust this person, the person that I didn't know very well. But all the things that they told me, all the text messages late at night, the morning hellos, the, you know, surprises, the love bombing, telling me what a gem I was, introducing me to their loved ones, their family, treating my family like their family, coming over to my own home, letting them into my life, showing them, you know, who I was as a person. And the worst part was I actually shared my vulnerabilities with my own traumas, which I feel like later that was kind of used against me, because I was in a time in my life where I was working on myself. I was going to support groups. I was doing whatever I could to work on myself so I can be the best version of myself to give to this person. Again, I'm sharing this, and this is a very special episode because I don't like to just talk about myself. In a lot of these episodes, I'm either interviewing somebody, but I figured, you know what? You guys know me well enough. If you've been with me from the beginning, you know, almost 250 episodes, I think it's time that you kind of know who's behind the microphone. And I'm an empath at his core, and I want to do good things for people, especially people I care about. And I want the best for them, right? And so I went ahead and put everything aside and put this person first, and that was my biggest mistake. And I'll tell you why. All the things that I had going for me at the time, my podcast was actually rising, and it was like just in the rankings, and I was doing really well at my job. Everything was going perfectly, and then I came across this person who wanted to share their life with me. They wanted to bring me into their home and introduce me to their own kids and their own mother and friends, and even sat down with me and said, you know, I really feel connected to you. They don't make people like you. And I bought it. I ate it up. And again, when we look into empaths, codependents, people that have been through trauma, and we peel that layer, and when people lure us in, stroking our egos, telling us we're good and we're valuable for once, imagine like going through life and being told like you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not, you know, man enough, you're just not enough, right? And then this person comes out of the blue, tells you everything that you want to hear, everything. And you watch those movies, you know, the ones I'm talking about, and everything plans out. The love is passionate, you know, the romance is there, everything is clicking, right? You're lying in bed, and you know, a couple nights, and I'm just sitting there looking in the ceiling, and I'm like, is this too good to be true? Like, why does this feel so good? And obviously that's a red flag for me, because if you're going that fast and you're feeling something for someone that quickly, that is definitely something now that I learned about myself that I need to slow down. And you don't develop relationships that quickly. You don't have feelings for someone that quickly. There's no such thing as love at first sight, you know. And I wanted to step back, but this person wanted to move forward. In fact, this other person that I was interested in actually put an ultimatum stating that, you know, thinking that I wasn't ready, that I had a podcast, I was too busy, that I didn't have time for them, and they wanted to walk away. So what did I do? I dropped everything. And that's where I had that gap in my podcast where I stopped a little bit so I can give more time to this loved one. And people were calling in and saying, what's going on? I haven't heard from you. You haven't done any episodes. That's what was going on. I wanted to give all my energy to this other person. And lo and behold, after month one, the honeymoon phase, and the month two, things started to obviously decline. The love and affection started to kind of go down. And I believe that people just don't get up one morning and just discard you like the garbage or yesterday's newspaper. I feel, after speaking to all these therapists, that it is a gradual thing. I think that they find reasons and then they come to a conclusion and they pick a date to discard you. And I feel in my case, this is something that gradually happened, that they already made the decision to discard me, but didn't really have the guts to do it right away. So it was like a slow, painful death. And then when it happened, and this was right after we made some plans to take a vacation, they just decided to pull the plug and gave some excuse that this isn't going to work. And it was very devastating to me. And now I can speak about it. I mean, a year and a half later, I'm healed. I'm over this person. But then during that time when I was discarded, yeah, the first 6 months was hell. You know, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just, I feeling at loss. And again, the codependency, I'm not good enough. And after talking to so many of of my friends and, you know, people that have been on the podcast, we started looking at the behavior of the other person. We have to ask, what kind of person can just discard somebody that quickly after saying all those great things? If you put somebody on a pedestal and you tell them that they're perfect and they're amazing, and then one day you just cut the cord, what's going on inside the person that's doing all this building up? What kind of life have they had? And later I found out, obviously, abuse. They've been in a mental institution. They've been through several marriages, a couple of marriages. Kids has a lot of problems. And then you look at the family tree. Also, there's some genetic makeup of... My suspicion is bipolar. But again, I'm not a doctor or a therapist, so I can't say that. But BPD probably runs in the family where they can do split and they can write people off real quickly, which I feel that happened to me. Again, I've talked about this with highly qualified doctors and therapists on this podcast, and that they all point at that yes, this is something that this person may have had. And I don't know if you ever heard of bipolar disorder or BPD or somebody with, you know, this type of mental health issue. It is very serious and it's very hard to treat. Now, all the things point to that, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I actually feel bad for this person and I wish I could help them and done something, you know, even if that meant like not, you know, dating and being a friend for a little bit. I would have been willing to help that person get the help that they needed, but you can't help somebody who's already sick. You can't help somebody who has a disorder, but they're untreated. I don't know if they were medicated at the time or off medication or even like thinking that there was a problem in the first place. But the fact of the matter is that all signs pointed at that. And as you know, you can't win with people with BPD. And if you have that and you're listening to this, I would love to learn about it more. I know a lot of therapists have talked about it on my podcast. I've done a deeper dive in a couple episodes, and I'm trying to get one of the top doctors that specializes in BPD in my next couple episodes so we can dissect this more so I can learn about it, because I'm not saying I'm an expert at it. I don't know much about it, but I do know that people in relationships with BPDs, it's a challenge, and they can go very dark on you where they can just throw you away. And they can love you one day and then hate you the next. And it's very traumatic, especially for empaths and codependents who are always going towards them and they are always pushing you away. Of course, in the beginning, they're pulling you in to get you in their web. And then once you're in their web, they discard you. I'm telling you my story. Again, this is my experience. I'm not speaking for anyone else. And I felt like now I am 100%, and I've been, you know, I'm over this. I moved on in my life. I've, you know, got my podcast to where it is. I've met more people. I'm growing my business. Things have turned around where I focused on my health, my career, and it was the best thing that happened to me. Of course, I couldn't see that when I was discarded because it was like death. But after the 6-month period of grieving, I pushed myself to go to the gym. I pushed myself to go to the heights of the podcast and career-wise, getting into a new career in real estate and just taking off and financially getting to a goal, which I surpassed. So all these goals that I had, it was just supercharged after this relationship, because it it put more emphasis on my worth and loving myself. And instead of dwelling on this person that was sick and what could I have done, I wasn't good enough, like, what's wrong with me, I went inward and I started asking the right questions. Like, am I going to sit here and feel bad for somebody that just cannot love me that the way that I want them to? And that's, you got to ask yourself. And it's not just for BPDs, and it's not just for narcissists and people that are out to get you. You know, this goes for anyone. If someone can't reciprocate the same way that you need them to, do you really want them in your life? And at the time, yes, I was looking the other way. I wanted to help this person coming in, and that was my mistake. But I learned from it. And in the future, I'm not going to lend my hand out so quickly. I'm going to put myself first. They are on board with me, and my goals and my career is first. And I'm not going to change that for anyone, which my thing was, like, I was going to put everything on hold for this person, put the relationship first, and do everything to please them. And that was the kiss of death. That's probably why things happened the way they did. Now, my mindset is different. And this is for all the empaths out there. If you're in a relationship and you're always trying to people please, and think that if you're, like, number one at your job and you're trying to impress your boss or your husband or your wife by doing this, and maybe they'll love me more, or maybe they'll give me some breadcrumbs, I'll be the first one to tell you, if there's one thing you take away from this episode, is stop. People don't respect people that try to go above and beyond, especially in 2024. And that goes for the workplace, that goes for your marriage, that goes for anything. You have to do it because you want to. Of course, I push myself to do these things because that's my goal. That's just how I'm made up. But your worth does not come from your title, your how much money you make, or what your status is. None of that matters. And again, all this came from this relationship. So I actually should be thanking this last person for supercharging my life, because if it wasn't for that experience, I'm not saying good or bad, because there were some good times too. I don't think this is a bad person. I think deep down they're just really traumatized, but they're overall a good person. It propelled me to put myself first, because it had me ask the hard questions. You know, why are you going out of your way to please this person? Because you don't want them to leave. You want them to like you. You want them to pedestal you, put you way up above so they don't leave. And that's, again, that's codependency, that talk, that's empath talk. And we always want to do that. And that goes for jobs and friends and family and romantic relationships. So if you take something away from this episode, all I'm saying is, if you want to be a certain way, mediocre at your job, and just want to fly by the radar and just get your paycheck, or if you want to be in a relationship and you want to put yourself first and they're on board with you, and you have to support yourself first before you can give the life raft to everybody else, there's nothing wrong with it. The problem happens is when you're constantly worried about the other person, if they're happy, if they're satisfied. What about you? What about you? I wanted to do this episode, and I waited so long because I wanted to make sure I was fully healed, and now I get it. I'm in such a better place in my life, and I just want to thank this last person for doing what they did. I mean, it was painful. It was not nice. Obviously, some people are like, how could you thank somebody who just discarded you and, you know, told you all these wonderful things? And I look at people like that now, and I feel sad for them. I want to help them. I generally am concerned for them, because they didn't get the love and support they needed, and they're going through life without any idea what they have. Imagine that, going through life, just going through people, discarding them left and right. You don't even know what you want. You're dating men, you're dating women, that's what this person was doing. They were dating both sexes. You know, they were going through marriages. They had STDs. I mean, they had, you name it, they had it all. addiction, they cut themselves, like all these things stem and suicidal. I mean, being in a mental institution for a little bit, things were just screaming at me like to run the other way. But I at the time, I made the mistake by letting them in. And I'm the first one to admit that we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. This person on the other end, I really hope that they get the help they need, because even today, I feel like they're still walking in the dark, through the dark, and they'll probably won't know. Because in order to solve a problem, you have to admit that you have a problem, right? And I've admitted to myself, yes, I have issues and I'm willing to work on it. When you can get to that point, that's when you start healing. This was a very hard episode for me because, again, many nights of blaming myself that I was the bad guy, I should have tried harder, and maybe if I did this, maybe if I did that, things would have been different. But at the end of the day, you can't force anyone to be with you. You can't force anyone that doesn't choose you. Take that for a second and think about that. By me speaking on this podcast and you're hearing my voice, this is so therapeutic for me, and I'm so proud of myself that I'm able to talk about it now because I've bottled this in for so long. Obviously, a lot of my guests know about it, and I've had them talk about the subject because they're experts on it. I feel like now I'm starting to wrap my head around what just happened and learn about BPD and be more compassionate and just know that they're human too. And they just got a bad card, you know, and it's very hard to treat, you know. And hopefully we'll get an expert on here to kind of talk about what that entails. So with that said, I wanted to do this episode to anybody that's out there that might be going through that discard phase, and just know things do get better. It may not happen overnight. It took me about 12, 13 months to really sit down and look in the mirror and say, you know, next time this won't happen again, and you learn this. And there are people that are very sick out there, and you need to vet them properly, and you have to put yourself first. Because as empaths, we're prone to letting people in right into our home. And if they want to destroy it and then walk out, I mean, that's what normally happens. That happens in the workplace. That happens in relationships. What can we do to protect ourselves is, A, we don't let people in the house until we are fully ready and we vet them properly and we look at those red flags. I don't want to go any further on this topic. I just want to do a quick episode on this. I hope you got something out of it. Again, this is not medical advice. I'm not giving any advice to anyone. I'm just sharing my story. But I feel your pain, and I want to say, if you're going through a breakup, or you've been going through a breakup, or hell, maybe you've healed from it, I'm proud of you, because this is the hardest thing. There's nothing harder in life that I have faced than this card. If you can get through that, I mean, life gets so much easier. The hard part is over. Every month that goes by, you get stronger if you want to do the work. But if you dwell on the person and you can't move forward and you keep asking, what could I have done differently to keep them, and kept putting yourself last, I mean, you're never going to get over this person. It wasn't until I put myself first and I killed all my goals and I just focused, laser focused on my career, and everything fell into place. So I have to thank for this whole thing that unfolded. Even though it was painful, it was a lesson that I needed to go through to put me to the next level in my life, and it did. I'm in a very good place. I feel so blessed, and all the people that listened to me, that wrote in, a lot of like my fans, you know who you are, that are listening. I want to thank you for being there for me, because I was blindsided. I had no idea what just happened. When you get discarded, it's like death. It's worse than death because the person's alive, right? So if I can do it, guys, it can be done. Time heals. You may not always get over it, and things will randomly come up when you're driving or you're in the grocery store or you're at the gas station. You'll have these flashes, but those are normal. I get them every day. But at the end of the day, when you put your head down, just know that you did the right thing. You're the good person in this, and you would never do that to someone else. You would never walk away from somebody who's crying or hurt. And that's what this person did. That says a lot about how empty and dark this person is inside. That they're still smiling, walking around like nothing happened. That is a dark human being that will go through this life, and I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but will come back until they see what they've done. Let karma handle it. With that said, I hope this maybe touched somebody out there, because I am proud of you for getting this far. If you're in this journey, if you're going through this, you're always welcome to reach out, share your story with the world. We're heading towards 300 episodes, ranked in the top podcast, trauma podcast. A lot of you guys are subscribing, so I appreciate that. So if you can subscribe, share this episode with anyone that has been discarded or thrown away and without any reason or rhyme, and trying to make sense of it, because I promise you one day it's going to make sense. Maybe not tomorrow, and the pain is going to go down. I'm living proof of it. With that said, stay tuned for the next episode, and we are out.
You're listening to the On Call Empath.